Tenderness. Eric Poole is inside, in prison. At the age of 15, he killed his mother and stepfather following his own long-range plan, which evolved from news stories in which he learned that the state allowed kids to be tried as juveniles when they committed serious crimes, even murder, if there was evidence of child abuse, which meant freedom after reaching the age of 18. However, Eric has also killed 3 teenage girls, crimes hardly anybody knows about. Yet, in the act of killing, he has experienced a strong feeling of tenderness, an emotion he has a hard time finding in prison. He did not indulge in his reveries too often in the facility, knowing the danger of too much desire, knowing that he had to postpone those longings. Instead, he immersed himself into the routine of the place, just as earlier he had adjusted himself to school and home, taking no pleasure in it but accepting the postponement of pleasure. In all the years he spent in the facility, only twice did he come close to achieving moments of tenderness. The first involved the mouse that began to visit him on a daily basis. He first discovered it after returning to his room following one of the countless workshops. Cute little thing. His first impulse had been to catch the visitor and dispatch it immediately. The mouse had invaded his private domain and should be executed. But he was also fascinated by the tiny animal. He looked at the furry exterior and imagined its tiny, fragile bones. It amused him to watch the mouse playing in the corner, small legs skittering as it sniffed the floor, the little rodent nose twitching at the air. He watched it disappear in a hole so tiny he was astonished as the mouse insinuated itself into it. That night, after dinner, he brought a bit of cheese back from the cafeteria, sprinkled broken bits in the corner. In the morning, the cheese was gone. He smiled, the flesh of his face feeling strange. Realized he had not smiled in ages, could not remember the last time he had smiled. He fed the mouse for the next few days, watched it cavort in the corner, surprised that it did not seem to gain weight. Maybe there was more than one mouse. They all looked alike, of course. The mouse became part of his routine, part of his life. One afternoon, it did not show up, and he waited, paced the room, glanced out the window at nothing, tried to read but could not. The room seemed to have lost a certain essence that he could not pin down. Then knew suddenly what it was. The room was lonely. For the first time in his life, he knew what loneliness was like. Until that moment, the word had been meaningless to him. Unaccustomed to such an emotion, he leaped from his chair, wanting to leave, get out of here, but could not, of course. He went to bed that night without carrying out his usual routines, did not do his 100 push-ups, did not read the next chapter in the manual on martial arts he had bought surreptitiously from another prisoner, did not relive one of the bright moments of his life with one of his girls. Instead, he lay staring up at the ceiling, listening for the sounds of the mouse, but heard nothing. The mouse returned the next day. He found it nosing around the room when he got back from his last class of the day. Suddenly, the mouse stood still, as if becoming aware of his presence, stood on its 2 hind legs, sniffing, quivering nose pointed directly at him. He advanced toward it. The mouse did not move, awaited his coming. He moved stealthily forward, thrilled, recalling how he had moved toward Betty Ann this way. Betty Ann, like the mouse, had had no notion about what was going to happen. He reached out and snatched the tiny rodent, not surprised that it was so easy. It was as if the mouse knew its fate and was sacrificing itself. The pulse of the small body beat softly against the flesh of Eric's palm. The nose twittered, the body twitched. Despite the loneliness that he knew would be the result of his actions, he gently, lovingly squeezed, seeking the tenderness. The mouse became still in his hand, the moment of tenderness swift and fleeting, almost non-existent. Disappointed, he slipped the body into his pocket and flushed it down the toilet on his next visit to the bathroom. Felt no regret, felt nothing, as the rushing waters swallowed the mouse.